when it comes to God, which is really what this is about. I mean, you want to bait Christians into coming up and argue with them. Genesis is all that matters, and you can't prove that life began on its own.
I don't know what you mean by that. So it happened so long ago in the past that we'll never be able to, like, the kind of physical, forensic, whatever we want to call it, evidence of that event is just not recoverable. But we could, in principle, at some point in the future, make a scientific demonstration showing a plausible mechanism for how life can arise in that sort of way. Will we ever know that that's exactly how it happened here on Earth? No, not really. But in terms of finding evidence, in terms of what's better supported, life was magically queefed onto this Earth by God, or life emerged just naturally, organically. The second idea, there's overwhelming supporting evidence for it. The second one, even in principle, you could never have any good reason to believe it. And you could certainly never have any evidence of it.
If there's overwhelming scientific evidence, why isn't it a theory?
Because we don't know precisely how it happened yet.
Well, I'm going to push back on the overwhelming evidence for it. But really, I want to just do a shout out. I didn't believe in evolution until I read the Urantia book, and I'm a theist. And even if you disagree, I still think this is a step in the right direction. And you say, well, because at least I'm now I've accepted evolution. But according to the Urantia book, they sent life carriers to plant the last universal common ancestor into the ocean, and then that's where all life came from. Was basically these celestial beings that did. It wasn't just God poofing stuff into existence, you know?
Right, celestial beings poofing it into existence. But that doesn't describe where life came from. You'd have to describe how did the celestial beings create the life itself.
Well, it's called life plasma, according to the Urantia book. And they're more like engineers, celestial engineers, I guess, if you've seen... Well, I hate to throw the damn alien reference, but they are. They're like the engineers that produce life. They watch it do its thing. But anyway, just putting that idea out there. And also, I wanted to recommend to chat Dr. James Torr. He published an Origin of Life paper in 2025.
He's been humiliated on this topic of Origin of Life research. He just pretends that the groundbreaking science that exists for uncovering the necessary steps for abiogenesis, he pretends none of it exists, but it does.
Well, I want to just comment on that. So Dr. James Torr is a Christian, and frankly, it gets a little embarrassing because just because he brings that, he doesn't bring it into his science, but it confuses people because it's like, well, because you guys are like, well, no, because you guys know that that's not exactly right. But you got to kind of like not be a bigot, separate his science. He's published an Origin of Life research paper and you haven't. So he's an expert.
I don't think he hasn't, though. Maybe in a non-accredited journal he did. What is it? Let's go look.
Biochem is the journal. But no, that's all I'm leaving with you on that. You're not an expert. I'm not going to listen to a layman discuss it. He's an expert. You're not. So
he's not an expert.
Thank you. He's an expert chemist. Thank you.
Yeah, but that's like saying, I mean, he left. But that's like saying some guy who won a yacht competition is an expert motorist. Therefore, they're a Formula One driver. No, they're not. James Torr, he may actually even be a brilliant chemist at what he does, but there's lots of types of chemistry. James Torr is good at whatever's in his lane, but no, he's horribly outclassed outside of his specialty. A better analogy would be, you know, a doctor, because they're specialists. I saw a specialist a whole bunch at the beginning of the year. And he was a urologist because I had kidney stones. But then I would ask him questions about my kidneys, and he would say, well, I'm not a urologist, so I don't know. So literally a guy that does surgery day in, day out, diagnoses people on issues or with issues with the renal system, your kidneys, can't answer any of my questions about the kidney. So, yeah, specialties don't make you a general expert. And they don't make you an expert in other specialties.
I'm just saying, if humans came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? You can't have an atmosphere next to a vacuum. The Big Bang violates the second law of thermodynamics. Everything that's created requires a creator. Show me curvature. There are no missing links. Evolution has never been observed. The Earth is only 6,000 years old.
What do you mean, my bear?
What do I mean that evolution is a fact? I really can't say it any more clearly than that.
Okay, does time evolve?
No.
Okay, so why is death scientific?
Why is what scientific?
Why do you worship time?
I don't worship time. What are you talking about?
Okay. Do you believe in the one source? The one source that created all.
Source? Like barbecue source?
Do you believe in a creator?
What does that have to do with barbecue source?
It could have something to do with evolution.
What does barbecue sauce have to do with evolution?
Barbecue sauce?
Yeah, you said the sauce.
The sauce?
Yeah.
The sauce.
The sauce of life? Yeah. Oh, abiogenesis?
What's your intention, bro?
I'm just a soul whose intentions are good, but... It seems like perhaps you've let me be misunderstood, but that's not what I want. Oh Lord, that's not what I want.
Okay, you believe, I mean, you know there's an afterlife, right?
No, I don't believe in that.
Oh, so you are just happy to cease to exist?
Yeah, currently I'm quite happy, yeah. Chat, have you ever had a sauce that was so good that you started believing in God?
Beautiful host. May God reward you. Yes. Anyway, you follow religion? Do you denomination, my brother? No? Okay.
Nope.
Okay. Are you atheist?
Yep, every day.
Maybe you could be a theist in the evenings.
No, I don't think so.
Were you ever religious?
Yep. Yeah, for 20-something years.
Do your morals, ethics, character, manners, and self-development come from a sufficient source that necessitates all?
I don't think that you need a special source to believe in or to form your own moral ideas. I think they come from reason and understanding the human condition.
Yeah, common sense, logic, through time sequence, of course.
Of course. Of course there is no source.
You're so funny, man. You're funny guy. I'm very nice.
Yeah, kind of. Okay.
So, I mean, do you believe God... do you believe yourself?
Do I believe myself? I don't see how I could have a choice.
Okay. When you are born, nobody gave you an option for anything, right?
Yeah, I don't remember being born and somebody asking me, if I had a choice in anything, no, yeah. That's probably the way it was.
Would you technically say that?
No, I would never say that.
Okay. So, are you your own creator?
No.
Okay, what do you think about guided will?
What do I think guided what?
Guided will, the opposite of free will.
Oh, guided will. I don't know what that means. I think our behavior is deterministic.
Okay, that is a good opinion. I tell you what, look. You might have three options. If the first option, you put the act of remembrance, which is the form of worship, an act of worship to, God forbid, amen, the Big Bang. Or the other option, you could be smarter and worship the dark void, which was before the Big Bang. Or the third option, which is technically the only first option, is that God was always there, because God is above all, and God has a throne above paradise. And you should know paradise is promised, my brother.
Yeah, I kind of doubt that. Can you can you see the screen right now? Could you read something for me?
Yeah, I can read.
Okay, can you read this, please?
Okay, so you're blinding, huh?
No, can you read what's on the screen?
I skimmed it, yeah, let me read, okay. Oh, you think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a man. By then it was nothing to me, but blinding.
Yes, that was pretty good. That's pretty good. When you say blinding, you should say it like blinding, sort of. But that's all I needed. Goodbye. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.